Jesus was broke, or so many say. I've heard it so many times, this anti-argument to Christian prosperity, that I'm absolutely sick of it. Thank you for joining me at Debt Free Wealth Radio. Trudy Behrman here. Joining me here on your mobile phone, the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I bring Christian income earners to the point where they're wanting to be profitable stewards of what God has brought under their control, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. Had so many technical challenges today, guys. I hope this one goes through. Okay, so today's topic is Jesus broke? Nah, don't buy that BS. The way, the truth, and the life. So many say Jesus was broke, and they use this as an argument to point against Christian prosperity. I'm totally sick of it. More so, the people who do so that insist that Jesus was broke tend to point to two verses in particular that not only show how Christ was broke, but that we should perpetuate that. Expect these people to share the combination of these verses, Luke 2, verses 22 to 24, and Leviticus 5, verse 7. Leviticus 5, verse 7 says, "If you cannot afford a sheep or a goat, you shall bring it to the Lord as payment for your sin, two doves or two pigeons, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering." If you cannot afford, okay? So let's go to Luke 2, verses 22 to 24. "This time, the time came for Joseph and Mary to perform the ceremony of purification as the law of Moses commanded. So they took the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be dedicated to the Lord. They also went to offer a sacrifice of a pair of doves or two pigeons, as required by the law of the Lord." So these two verses indicate that Jesus was born into a family of poverty. But Matthew 8:28 is the other verse that they show to Jesus lived a life of poverty as an adult. Matthew 8:20 says, "Jesus replied, 'Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.'" These are the classic examples from the Bible offered to suggest and even insist that Christians who follow Jesus should do the same. We should live in poverty and perpetuate that cycle of poverty to the next generation. However, this kind of thinking, as far as I'm concerned, represents a very poor comprehension of the purpose and result of Jesus coming to earth and his mission. Jesus tells us in John 10:10, "I have come in order that you might have life and life in all its fullness," or in other verses say, "life abundantly." The "I have come" part, the part of the verse that says, "I have come," speaks to the very first point I want to make. Jesus came from heaven. Jesus came from heaven. Now, I came from Jamaica, and I now live in the United States, but Jesus came from heaven. Let's see how heaven is described in the Bible. John himself records it in Revelation 21. Verses 10 through 27. Now, I won't read all that. Let me just highlight a few verses. Verses 18 through 19 says, "The wall was made of jasper, and the city itself was made of pure gold, as clear as glass. The foundation stones of the city wall were adorned with all kinds of precious stones." My friends, Jesus is a king and the owner of all. Jesus is not broke. However, he did become broke to come into our experience so that he really could say he was the way back to God, the way to abundant life. As far as I'm concerned, Jesus is the ultimate undercover boss, the ultimate undercover boss. John 3, verses 16 to 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." God sent his Son into the world. So Jesus came from heaven so that we might be saved. You see, Jesus is very much like what CBS, the show, The Undercover Boss, depicts. He came kind of like disguised as one of us, walked our walk, lived our life. He was tempted, and at the end of it all, he revealed who he was and why he came. Jesus left heaven to restore messed up humanity to our rightful place of enjoying an abundant life. Jesus wants us to have an abundant life, and he shows us just how to do that. Let me read it again. John 10:10, Jesus says, "I have come in order that you might have life, life in all its fullness." And to top that off, he's gone to prepare mansions for us. So Christians, why are you not enjoying an abundant life? What does abundance even mean? Well, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it offers up three definitions of abundance. Number one, an ample quantity or profusion. Two, affluence and wealth. Three, relative degree of plentifulness. See, taking the Bible out of context is a very dangerous thing to do, and frankly, I think it's quite short-sighted. The reason why a prosperity gospel even exists is because Christians, there are lots of Christians who have embraced the idea of abundance and prosperity as depicted in the Bible. And they've even come to understand that paradise, where Jesus put us first, the only reason why we're no longer there is because of sin. So Jesus came to earth to offer us repentance and restoration from that sin to what God intended for us to enjoy. Genesis 3, verses 22 to 23, "Then the Lord God said, 'Now these human beings have become like one of us and have knowledge of what is good and what is bad. They must not be allowed to take fruit from the tree that gives life, eat it, and live eternally.' So the Lord God sent them out of the Garden of Eden." Now, the prosperity gospel, though, as it is generally understood out there, I still challenge that. So I do agree with the Bible on the issue of prosperity and abundance for us as Christians, but not the way that it is generally accepted and understood in the world. You see, a lot of Christians think that they should be saved and suddenly a Rolls Royce should show up in their driveway, or they play this name it and claim it game. And trust me, I have a lot to say on this topic, because I'm not saying that we can't speak things into existence and have an attraction of things to us. However, I really think the whole Bible has to be taken into consideration, including the concept of sowing seeds, receiving a harvest, of being good stewards of what God has put under our control. However you found this audio today, will be a link to my blog where I have more to say on that. But I want to just establish today that Jesus was not broke, but we were. And I truly hope that you will choose to receive Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, the abundant life. The Bible also shares with us in Proverbs 13, verse 22, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children." People, that's talking about wealth to the third generation. Wealth to the third generation. Okay? That kind of prosperity is not the kind of prosperity that one generation uses up. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So I'm challenging you today to take action. If you are a Christian income earner who would like more information on becoming a profitable steward of what God has put under your control, please connect with me. I guarantee you the gift of feeling heard. You will leave that conversation with resources tailored to your goal, whether or not we continue a working relationship. So Trudy Behrman here. I am super simple to find, and I do look forward to connecting with you.